Roger Waldron is president of the Coalition for Government Procurement and on the CGP's blog, writing about two key events for opportunities for improving the schedules program at GSA that they're not taking advantage of. Roger, thanks for coming in. It's great to have you here in the studio again. The first of these opportunities that GSA isn't leveraging to improve the schedules program is what, Roger?
Well, first, thanks for having me on, Francis.
As always.
I wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving this time of year. And the first one, Francis, is a GSAR case. That's a General Services Acquisition Regulation that GSA issued. And the comments were actually due Friday, November 21st. And really, it's kind of an administrative exercise where GSA had some pre-existing clauses that had not been incorporated into regulation that GSA had historically used at an operational level, the various acquisition centers, on their own, so to speak. So GSA essentially took these clauses and put them all together and now is attempting to add them to the GSAR to make it more formal and, I guess, more transparent for the public. And, I appreciate, and I think our members appreciate the transparency, but I guess the concern is that it's an opportunity to actually reduce regulation, potentially take a holistic look at the program. For example, they're, by this administrative action would eventually incorporate 35 new clauses into the GSAM. Perhaps there was an opportunity here to eliminate 35 clauses, or at least work with industry and have a dialogue with industry as to, first, before issuing it, what clauses make sense? What are the costs and benefits of these various clauses? Can we eliminate them? Can we save customer agencies money by eliminating them? Can they save contractors money that they can then pass on lower pricing or better solutions? That kind of dialogue we haven't seen take place on this particular rulemaking effort.
Why do you think that is? What do you think is the holdup from them wanting to engage industry in talking about this issue?
I don't know. I think it's I'm not in their head, but
sure.
I think initially it started out as a response to potential criticisms, or not even potential, real criticisms about a lack of transparency and including new provisions that were having an impact. So the reaction to that, okay, we'll take that and put it into regulation. So we'll address that criticism when, from a strategic perspective, saying, well, do we really need these first? Or how can we do this that's more cost effective for everybody and save everybody money and increase the value of the schedules program potentially? I think that sort of just got lost because the focus is on responding to one concern without looking at the totality of the circumstances and the opportunities to actually, maybe save some money or improve the process.
You ask for that dialogue, as you just described a moment ago, and you also write, we further suggest that GSA reissue the proposed rule in smaller, more discrete segments to facilitate the transparency the agency seeks and ultimately result in a more effective, streamlined commercial acquisition process. So it sounds like what you'd like to see is maybe a series of rules or a series of rulings rather than one big package at once. Am I on track there?
You are absolutely right, Francis. We think that's even more transparent. I think it's more effective for a positive dialogue between government and industry on these various things. What happens, quite frankly, when you issue like this, soup to nuts thing, this big document, it really is devil in the details. And you really expend a lot of energy focusing on this document that's very voluminous, that has a lot of clauses in it, and frankly, not a lot of explanation about what the impact of those potential clauses are on the contractors and potential customer agencies. So if you broke it up into sort of discrete areas where things fit together in smaller chunks, I think you could have an even more effective dialogue with industry and with the public about the potential rules. But at the threshold matter, I think the idea of talking first about, do we really need these, would be the place to start.
Roger Waldron's the president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, writing on the CGP's blog about two key events that represent opportunities for improving the GSA Schedules program. And the second one you write about was the IT Schedule Industry Day. What was your takeaway from that industry day, Roger?
I thought it was a very good dialogue. It was positive. There was a lot of information exchanged to the credit of the GSA folks, the people who manage IT Schedule 70. To their credit, too, they've also been listening and put out a set of terms and conditions and an intent upon creating a separate cloud line item on the GSA schedules. We think, and our members think, that that's a very positive development. So overall, it was a good meeting. I think they're going in the right direction, but there still are some challenges there. And I think, you know, it's going back to one of my favorite topics. It's a pricing policy of GSA. Uh-huh. And GSA has it well within its authority. It has a statutory authority for the GSA Schedules program to adjust the policy or even waive the policy as appropriate, put things in place that make more sense in the commercial marketplace. And a pricing policy that's built on most favored customer, that price reduction clause tracking, is basically inconsistent with the way the cloud industry operates. Now more and more of it is being tailored. There's a basic offering. Even in the terms and conditions that were posted, GSA specifically talks about tailoring at the order level to meet specific customer requirements. Mm-hmm. Well, if you've got that sort of unique aspect of a solution, and then you're trying to track it to other commercial transactions for pricing comparison purposes, that where you're going to have an obligation that if you gave a commercial customer who has their unique tailored solution a lower price, you have to give the government a similar lower price by operation of the contract. That restricts flexibility for cloud offerers to be able to provide a full suite of solutions. So mm-hmm. I think that's an area where if you want a best-in-class cloud computing offering or cloud services offering, better way to say it, on GSA schedules, they definitely have to look at the pricing policy.
You write, to wrap this piece up, Roger, much public comment's been made regarding the government's goal of increasing access to commercial innovation, especially in information technology. Cloud services provide such an opportunity, but it will be an opportunity missed if GSA continues to apply outdated pricing policies to a 21st century commercial marketplace. You've detailed what they're doing now that you don't care for. What does a 21st century pricing model look like in terms of cloud computing, in your view, Roger?
The way it ought to work is, first of all, there's a commercial marketplace, and then there's a statutory and regulatory mandates for competition at the task order level based on the agency-specific requirements for cloud services or other products or services. So ideally, I go back to, and I think it's still relevant today, and it's if you want access to innovation in the commercial marketplace, create a contract vehicle where companies can post prices on the GSA Advantage for market research purposes. But that's the starting point. They unilaterally post their prices, and then they have to compete for orders. It's a recommendation that the SARA panel made about professional IT services. That way you get greater access to companies. The price is driven by specific requirements at the order level. The contract can then be a true channel to bring information about what's available in the commercial marketplace to the government customer through GSA's portal, and then use that to leverage future competitions at the task order level. I think that's the most efficient way. It drives it to where the price point is for specific requirements at the order level.